buses started rolling up as early as 7:30 at the Seastat School for 6th through 8th graders. This is the second year in the building that once housed Holy Angels Academy. Principal Brandon Pafk says there were some challenges in adjusting in the space last season.
I think for many that were new to CSAT, it was a transition. And so just getting to know our processes and procedures, I think, on top of the curriculum was added stress to them.
Changes have been made for this school year.
It's from the daily general procedures of transitional things to our time on task with the kids and what's in the best interest developmentally of our middle school students.
Making connections with our students and building a community within our classroom.
Cheryl Nicosia is a sixth grade teacher. She says making connections with students is key to their learning.
It's very important to teach the kids to become critical thinkers and analyzers because it's not just memorization.
Just like the teachers are really good and the principal is nice.
Giovanni Hall has been attending the charter school since first grade. But as he begins sixth grade, this is his first time at the North Buffalo building.
I'm a little nervous to meet new people.
Charter schools are known for kicking off the school year early to jumpstart a student's learning from the summer break. Also returning today for classes are students at the Buffalo United Charter School on Manhattan Avenue. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.